Good evening, everyone. The meeting I declare open, and we begin by acknowledging the Kaurna people, the traditional custodians of this land. We pay our respects to their elders past and present. I'll let everyone know that the audio of the General Council meeting will be recorded, will be made available on the City of Marion website in due course, subject to any confidential items. I ask councillors if they foresee any item on the agenda where they might have a conflict of interest. Councillor Mates.
Yes, thank you. I'd just like to declare a material conflict in relation to confidential item 11.2 as my partner coaches at the facility.
Very well, that will be noted. Any others? Then we can press on. Thank you. Would someone like to confirm the minutes of the last meeting? Councillor Pryor, seconded Councillor Taylor. All those in favour, raise your hand. It's carried unanimously. Thank you. Now, would someone like to move that we receive the communications reports?
Can I move the items on block? Because there's quite a few that are kind of down to the confidential items, I think, are pretty cut and dried communications. Some minutes.
Well, I note the request to move items on block. We haven't voted on the communications reports. There are the committee recommendations of the Finance, Risk and Audit Committee and the two cover reports, which have the effect of taking us into confidential session in relation to the Seacliff Golf Management Agreement and also in relation to the Southern Soccer Facility Pitch 4 funding, both of which have quite strong cases for going into confidentiality because they concern amounts of money that we're paying for things. So all of those matters, I could receive a motion to accept them without further ado. Councillor Pryor, you're moving all of those on block, and that's seconded Councillor Telfer. But I do want to make sure that everyone has the opportunity if they had any questions about those FRAC minutes. But there being no questions about any of those items, then we'll go to a vote. All those in favour, raise your hand. All of those items are carried unanimously. Thank you. So having, I think, given the nature of the meeting, tonight we could possibly make an exception and deal with the confidential matters at the end of the meeting. So if I have leave of the meeting, I'll deal with the Seacliff Golf and Southern Soccer Facility matters in confidence after other business. So there's any objection to that? No. Then I have leave of the meeting to do that. And that brings us straight forward then to the corporate reports for decision as the draft submission in relation to waste, etc. policy. Moved Councillor Masika.
Yeah, Your Worship, thanks so much for giving me a chance to talk about this draft presentation. I look up there, it meets all the requirements and it's so detailed. And I'd like to move the motion as printed.
Very well. Did you wish to speak any further?
Yes, Your Worship. I know that it's really good to see that we are, as a council, we are having a chance to present our views in relation to this policy, Environmental Protection Policy 2010, which hasn't been reviewed for a long time. And the input from the council is we are going to be the, you know, the use of the same policy that it meets all the requirements. And this expresses the wishes of the council, of our residents. And on the other note, you know, setting up these organic materials to the dump, where they create a lot of greenhouse gas emissions, methane. So if we can divert that from the dump back into appropriate places where they can be dealt with, be decomposed in the right way, so that we can save the climate change, we can save up the world. So that's why I'm supporting this one. There's need to do that. There's a compelling reason to do that. And also, it's my wish if the government can put some more money for education, to educate the people. because it's not only about picking up on the curb, but also educating people to change the behavior, which is setting up these materials to the dump. Thanks, Your Worship.
Ah, well, thank you. Very well said. Seconded, Councillor Luscombe.
Thank you. Through the chair, very happy to support this. I know we attempted to support this last time and there was a bit of a rushed amendment, which then was not successful. So really pleased to be able to support it as printed tonight, following extensive staff work and previous pieces of work that council put in relation to these matters. Look, I think, as I said last time, the key things out of this would be, putting forward the option to vary how often councils can collect red bins. Just wanting to emphasise, we don't have to change anything at all if the state legislation changed with regards to that, but it would just allow council to have the flexibility to collect bins less often if we chose to. The other great thing, as was mentioned already, I love that this introduces product stewardship, placing their responsibility back on manufacturers. So it's a really great submission, and noting that an extension was granted so that we could place this in late, and it would be really great if we could pass it tonight. That's all.
Very well. So this is in relation to the waste to resources policy. Councillor Telfer.
My question is, given that we have 40% of compost bins used and 30% of red bins are full of food, is there anything else that we can do or be recommending to get that food out of the red bin into the green bin?
Who would like to answer that from management?
Through the chair, I think one of the things that we can recommend is for the EPA to conduct a better regulatory impact assessment. So it may still encourage them to examine policy options for the state that factors in what programs councils and state government have been supporting and delivering in the community to explore ways that food waste diversion can increase, and how community concerns about different service provisions can be explored through that policy process.
The question from Councillor Telfer has been answered. Councillor Telfer, did you have anything more? The motion has been moved and seconded. Is there anyone speaking against or amending? Councillor Velescu.
Clarify where this motion sits as far as the red bin stuff.
I'm happy to be enlightened further by staff, but as I understand it, this report is a repeat of the report that was defeated at the last meeting. So the bin arrangement that was the subject of amendment at the last meeting is still in the submission. Does that answer the question? Yeah. Anything further, Councillor Velescu? Yeah. Very well, put it to the vote. All those in favour? Carried unanimously, thank you. Now, and thanks, Ms. Byrne, for all the hard work on that one. I'm going to once again ask your permission, councillors, to vary the order of business to deal with the LGA Ordinary General Meeting first, because then the remaining items in public view might be dealt with en bloc, if council so wishes. But the item on page 67, the LGA Ordinary General Meeting, it just needs clarification and therefore not suitable for really being dealt with en bloc. I don't believe we have any items to go forward to consideration at the general meeting of the LGA. So we're just dealing with clauses 1 and 3. Normally, the delegate is Mayor Hannah. The proxy delegate is up for discussion. Often it's the deputy mayor, but it doesn't have to be. Anyone have interest in attending as proxy if the mayor can't make it? Councillor Luscombe and Councillor Hoffman have expressed interest. I can't even tell you whose hand was up first. Well, you can vote. The deputy mayor doesn't have to be in the room if you want to vote him in, but it's up to you, councillors. You want to toss a coin or something?
Yes. I would have thought. So where is Councillor Valescu, who's just exited the room?
Well, all I'm after at the moment is a name as a proxy delegate, and then somebody can move the motion. Councillor Masika is going to move a motion. Very good.
Thanks, Your Worship. I'd like to move the motion, the Deputy Mayor Valescu, to be the proxy for the Mayor for this LG meeting.
All right, so that's clauses 1 and 3 with Councillor Valescu, the Deputy Mayor, as the proxy delegate. Other councillors are welcome to attend, by the way. Seconded, Councillor Crossland, thank you. Any debate or amendment? Then I'll put the motion. All those in favour, raise your hand. Thank you, that's carried unanimously. Now someone, because the public art strategy is mentioned, but it's only a holding report, and then we have our routine, very important, but routine reports on work health and safety and finance, 12.2, 13.1 and 13.2 could be moved en bloc. Councillor Pryor, is that seconded? Those three motions, Councillor Telfer seconds those. There is an opportunity if anyone has any questions about any of those topics, finance report or anything else, but there being none, then I'll put those three motions. All those in favour, raise your hand. They are carried unanimously. Thank you. And so we come to the confidential items, having finished all of the items on the public agenda. So we're dealing first with the Seacliff Golf Course Management. So I'd kindly suggest to staff that we need to just make sure the right people are in the room. So if you're involved in the Seacliff Golf Report, then you're welcome to be here. And we'll switch microphones off and go into a private or confidential setting.